Looks like Facebook's making some more deals for input.
Yeah, they've bought Israeli-based gesture control company Pebbles Limited. This is up in the Wall Street Journal Digits blog. And they essentially, what makes their it's gesture control software, but unlike most gesture identification technologies, Pebbles enables users to see images of their own arms and hands in their virtual reality display. Pebbles technology, the journal reports, can show unique features like clothing, scars, or items held in one hand. So that's from what I've talked to, the people that spent more time in virtual environments than I have are really excited about the idea. That video is really fantastic when you look at him holding up the hands in front of the gloves. And
yeah,
essentially, it makes it that much more immersive.
It looks sort of like what was that? The Leap? Wasn't that the one that came out for the Mac? Mm-hmm. Or at least the Mac at first, where you just put that little box on your desk and you're like, it just kind of reads everything in 3D. Looks like the same kind of thing, but it's probably just part of the mask itself, like part of the headset itself, instead of just something that sits on the desk. There's that Eve Valkyrie trailer that I'm in love with. Mm-hmm. That cannot be a thing soon enough.
It's going to be interesting to see where it all ends up by the end of this year.
Yeah, Ken actually got to see that in person. He got to put a headset on and watch that Eve Valkyrie trailer, like from, you know, the aspect of he was moving his head around and looking at, you know, all the different scenery as it was playing through that sequence, instead of just what we're forced to see just by watching a video of, you know, whatever that person's view was. That must have been awesome. I was jealous.
So jealous.